everyone. This is Anna.
Hello, this is April.
And welcome back to our podcast, Grounded. And today's podcast is all about acknowledgement. My goodness. Okay. Now, what is acknowledgement? It is basically acknowledging someone for who they are and how they have contributed in your life or to your life, sorry. And to be honest, if I was to be very, very honest, I don't do it enough, I don't think.
Yeah, same.
I really don't. Like, if I was to pause and I was to create a list of all the names and people that have contributed to me as a human being, it's a lot.
Yeah.
At least 100, I'm guessing. And they don't know. They don't know that they've made such a difference to me. And I don't know about you, but when I receive an acknowledgement from someone else, or even just as simple as a compliment, because for me, a compliment is very different to an acknowledgement. But yeah, when someone even gives me a very, very small compliment, it makes my day.
Yeah.
Right? Like, and we want to address it today because I think the world needs more of it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to take that on. Mm.
And going back to also how we've previously talked about connecting with people, like it really does. It connects people because you get present to, I think what happens for me when I really take on acknowledging someone, not for the tokenistic fact of, oh, I'll just throw this out and that'll make them feel good. Like when you really get who that person is for either yourself, for the world, like whatever. I don't know, something shifts in the way you are with that person and also the way they are with you. And it's really quite, yeah, it's hard to describe. It's really magical because it doesn't happen enough, like you said. Mm-hmm. And when it does, yeah, there's something really, really special.
Yeah, like for example, April and I, recently, I think a few days ago, did an acknowledgement of each other.
Did we?
Remember at my graduation?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It was magic because, as you can hear, like, us two are very, like, light-hearted people. We don't really acknowledge each other at a very, like, serious sense.
Mm. Well, because there's a lot of joking all the time.
There are.
And it's very...
And I think our actions mean, like, the world is already. But in terms of, like, verbalizing who she is to me, number one, don't get me wrong. Like, it was very, like, I felt very vulnerable. I'm like, oh, my God. I'm going to sound so, like, mushy and corny at the front of the room. But I definitely wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Because... number one, they deserve to know, like, I know that it's going to make a difference to your life. And it would just be a shame if they never knew, really.
That's a really good point because, yeah, you never know how much time you have to tell people things. And even without that being a factor, like... It's awesome to share that and it not just be something that you rarely do or you don't receive or just like as if it's never there in conversations. I think it's important that you do say it because it is vulnerable and it's actually really authentic if you are doing it from that space of, like we said, who they are for you.
You literally open up your heart.
Yeah. And it helps you get clear on it too. Like, wow, this person is actually, like, really important.
Yeah.
And what they do for me is awesome. Like, a lot... That's what I get in... every acknowledgement, I really get, like, blown away. Things that I haven't seen about that person, I'm just like, wow. I haven't actually thought about you in that way. Like, as in what you... Let me give an example, right?
Yes, let's be vivid.
I have one that's happened recently. So, my sister-in-law, Connie... Shout out to Connie. I've never had this conversation with her before. As we say, we often don't, which I took on as something I wanted to try out. So I gave her a call. Before giving her that call, though, I actually did think about it. The purpose of the call was just to acknowledge her. That was my whole intention of the phone call, is I actually want to just acknowledge her for who she is for me and our family. So I had a real quick thing. It took me like 30 seconds to be really clear on it, because it was just right there. Once I dedicated my thoughts to it, I was like, it's really obvious. So who Connie is for our family, she is just this real big personality who's so much fun. She brings so much joy. She's really easygoing, so she doesn't really take life too seriously. Yeah. And when people are around her, the whole mood of the room like will just lift when she's in there. And you know, my family, we've got quite a small family, and well, what I consider small anyway. And sometimes conversations can be a bit stale and not really much aliveness in the room. But Connie, every time Connie is at our family gatherings, which now is always just part of our family, obviously, but you just notice such a difference when she's there in terms of the way people are being with each other, not even just towards her, but the whole room, like the way people are. It's really awesome. And you know, people can have that impact.
And how did she react to that?
So I rang her up and I just said, like, hey, I really just want to acknowledge who you are for our family, and shared what I just shared then about what I know she creates for our family. And she was so blown away and so touched. She said, you know, because prior, when I first rang her, she was actually not feeling very well that day, and she answered it. She's pretty flat, which is unusual for her, because normally she's really like,
I've met her,
and you know, really upbeat. And so when she answered the phone really flat, I was like, oh, this doesn't sound like her. And anyway, continued the conversation anyway, and she explained that she didn't feel very well. By the end of the conversation, she just became alive again.
Wow.
And it was almost as if she wasn't sick. And she sent me a message afterwards saying that just made my day. And I just got that she really got the acknowledgement.
You're right,
And it was there for both of us. And we also, at the end of the conversation, shared what we're committed to for our family, which is to spend quality time together, to connect with each other, and to have those awesome memories being made, and that's, you know, what is important to both of us and our whole family. And it was a conversation that I've never had like that before.
That's magic.
It was pretty awesome.
Like you said, it was just like a switch.
Yeah.
And anyone can do that. Like
anyone
listening, like, it's amazing how that can really just change someone's day.
Yeah.
From feeling sick, like physically sick.
Yep.
To someone who probably forgot about their sickness.
And felt alive.
Yeah.
And you can hear it in their voice.
Yeah. So pretty much we're doing this podcast to save you some money instead of buying Panadol.
Yeah.
Give someone an acknowledgement.
Someone I love, give them an acknowledgement.
Yeah.
No, but seriously, think about people that you haven't acknowledged before, and it's probably most people.
That's gonna be the action for this week. Acknowledge as many people as you like, big and small, and the only rule is that you be authentic. That is about it. It can sound the way it sounds. Don't be weird about it. Just and there may be some tears.
Well, and joy. That's it. Like, sometimes it can actually strike a chord because people aren't used to hearing it.
Yeah, and we want to make that the norm. Awesome.
Everyone crying. No.
And we are sponsored by Kleenex. Oh, my God. Kleenex, shout out.
So that's pretty much it. Take that on and we'd love to hear who you've acknowledged, what that opened up for both of you.
Yeah.
Because for me, I got really present to, wow, why am I not doing this with everyone in my life?
Yeah, it's not that hard.
It's not hard. And start with the easy people. That's my best recommendation, is start with the people that instantly pop into your head. Like, yeah, this person's like a real important person to me because, and then just get present to it and then ring them.
Yeah.
And it's that simple. And we'd love
their
to
day,
hear.
I promise you.
Yeah, love to hear who is in your life that you're acknowledging, what you're acknowledging them for, if you want to share that, and the impact that it had on them and you. So Would love to hear that. I really would.
It's going
to
be magic. All right, guys.
So get out.
Have fun
with
this.
Get acknowledging. Woo!
You. Bye.